Men Matatahiri, 27 minutes to 9 with Brian and Alpha on Pacific Breakfast. Thank you so much for your company this morning. Pacific Dance New Zealand are proud to introduce a brand new digital initiative, the Transform Series, which launches tomorrow, Wednesday, the 1st of July, consisting of 10 episodes of inspirational, curated content. Dance artists have come together to celebrate their unique cultural heritage and the traditions of Pacific dance forms here in Aotearoa. 10 Aotearoa-based artists have been selected to each create a 25 to 30-minute episode of personal content to explore how their own dance practice is informed by their unique heritage. Hailing from 10 islands across the Pacific region, from Papua New Guinea to Tuvalu, these artists, dancers and choreographers are masters in their specific fields of Pacific dance and will share their knowledge and expertise. Sefa Enari, Director of Pacific Dance New Zealand, joins us on Pacific Breakfast now for more. Mālo sui fua, Sefa, and thank you for your time this morning.
Yeah, mālo sui fua, manuia. Thank you for having me, Brian and Alpha. Lovely to be here.
And thank you again for joining us. Firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself, Sefa.
I'm the director of Pacific Dance New Zealand. We're 10 years old, and this program here has been a bit of a culmination of a few dreams that we've had about featuring our people and their art form here in Aotearoa. I myself used to be a dancer, but I work more as a producer now, and I'm going into this new digital space. You know, that's a new thing for us as well.
Tell us more about this incredible Transform series, please, Sefa.
Yeah, we asked 10 different people that have worked with us over the last years to come on and talk about themselves and what they do and talk about their cultural dances. And so that's what the whole program really is about. It's just that opportunity for our artists to come into the public profile and promote our Pacific cultures, you know, and our art forms.
Looking back over 10 years, you know, Pacific Dance New Zealand, tell us about the, you know, the beginnings of Pacific Dance New Zealand.
Well, it's beautiful to be here in South Auckland because this is actually where we started. We started in what was then called the Manukau Arts Festival when there was a council here in Manukau. And the whole idea started just as a discussion from the community who wanted to talk about having their own dance organisation that they can come to and have some kind of organisation that looks after our dancers and our choreographers. So this is really how it started, as a community initiative. And I guess over the last 10 years it sort of developed, and there became a really big need for our for our dance people to be in the bigger festivals that were here in New Zealand. So we kind of started off as this community thing in a community space, and now, you know, we're about to launch a 10 episode thing from, so it's kind of an organic thing. It's come from the demand, really, you know, from our community.
Of the episodes featured, can you give us an overview maybe of one of the two, you know, Pacific arts practitioners that are featured as part of the Transform series?
Yeah, I think I'm really pleased we have people like Tahiti Ora that are involved in it. They're one of the oldest dance groups here in New Zealand. They're Tahitian, and so for us to have that group say yes and come on board and do it for us was a bit of a coup. You know, we've got your standards, Samoan, Tongan, Cook Island dancing in there, but what I'm really loving about this series is we've managed to get people from islands that perhaps even our own people haven't heard of. And one of them's probably, for me, Uvea. And if you watch the dancing of Uveans, so that's a French colony based in Wallace and Futuna. And so if you know the history of our history, you'll know that Uvea is a very Tongan. It was actually part of the Tongan Empire, and Futuna is part of the Samoan Empire back in its day. But their traditional dance form has actually kind of frozen in time. So when you watch those dances, you could quite easily mistake it for being Tongan and Samoan, but actually those dances have frozen in time over the last thousands of years. So for me, those are the interesting ones, getting those kind of groups coming in and working with us and sort of, you know, the dance is also, arts, I guess, is also involved in politics too. So for me, I think when we give those smaller nations, Tuvalu as well, they'll be featured in it. I think Tuvalu probably only has two dancers. So quite a small repertoire of arts, you know, if you compare it to the huge repertoires we have in Samoa and Tonga and Fiji, we've got like at least eight dancers that, you know, we call our own. But you get some islands and they're holding on to their culture through their dance forms and they probably only have one or two.
Hey, I think the other thing that, in case you haven't seen some of Sefa's work, just want to say congratulations again for being the recent recipient, member of the New Zealand Order of Merit for your contribution to dance. Uvea. I was just about to ask you, I've heard of Uvea, but yeah, never really familiar with any of their art form.
Yeah, I mean, it's Wallace and Futuna, and it's a French colony. It's one of the few. So as you know, the French are in Tahiti, but they're also on this, and it's more towards Melanesia. But interestingly enough, they look like us, even though Melanesias are like the Black Islands. They actually look like us. And if you go to New Caledonia and you see them, you know, you would think, yeah, they're our family, our cousins. But of course, their culture is, it got frozen in time, like that's what I call it, you know. They sort of became this little island that got colonized, and their dance forms that they do, when you watch it, it's incredible. It's like watching a Tongan.
So it's familiar but also unique, yeah, in terms of, yeah, yeah,
their movement, their kind of costuming and stuff, you know.
For you, Sefa, you know, your foray into Pacific dance, because from what I know of your, you know, a very storied career, you know, a lot in the contemporary scene. So yep, where did it go from, you know, being heavily involved in contemporary dance into, I don't know, maybe an awakening, you know, for you regarding your Pasifika, you know, culture heritage?
I think that New Zealand just changed, you know, and they became a really, I think New Zealand just became very proud of their Pacific background. I trained in the 80s, and in those days, I guess still to now, it's not the kind of usual career that you're going to go and do. But in the 80s, let's be blunt, this place was just ballet dancing, you know, white dancing, palangi dancing. And so I think it kind of all started as soon as people started going and training and then coming out. And then it actually became the feature that made you different to everything else, is that you could move in a different kind of way. So I think it was just part of the whole change here that Aotearoa just woke up and realised it was actually brown. You know, up to then, we're a little British colony on the, you know, the bottom of the globe. And then next minute, you're seeing our faces, and, you know, and rugby and TV, and I think the arts is just a natural, yeah, part of it, you know.
Yeah. So for yourself, you know, with the first episode launching tomorrow, maybe you want to tell us who is the first, you know, featured artist, you know, the importance of having this Transform series, but also, you know, the wider acknowledgement of a Pasifika dance and its contribution to, you know, dance and arts landscape here in New Zealand.
Yep. So the first episode is Tupe Lualua. So she's Samoan, based in Wellington. She runs her own company. She spends a lot of time in Samoa, and so she launches for us tomorrow. And it's her story about how she got into dancing, and it's through the church. As many of our people know, you know, lots of our first kind of forays into it are through church, whether it's a Bible reading that you were asked to do, or sing in a choir, or, you know, be in the play at Easter. Everyone's got that memory. So she talks about how she came through this, through her church. And then the second episode is the Fijian episode, and that's Albert Trail. And Albert talks about how he uses Fijian dance to sort of educate his kids, you know, to get them still involved in their Fijian culture, even though they live here. And so each episode's got a different sort of approach to why they dance, who they dance with, and who they dance for.
And again, you know, just the importance of having this Transform series platform to highlight our beautiful, you know, Pasifika dance culture.
Yeah. I think that we're becoming that kind of very unique country. We are a very diverse country as well. So I'm really pleased that the episode's about to just kind of stay in our consciousness. Mm. You know, it goes up tomorrow for the next 10 weeks, but it's going to be around for a very long time. And, you know, in 10 years' time, we're going to look back and look at this episode and look at how New Zealand used to be in 2010. Well, especially the COVID, huh? Yeah. I mean, what a time to be living in. So this is the other thing. It's like during this time, it's just a snapshot of New Zealand.
Unprecedented indeed.
Of course,
for our listeners and viewers, Whamunmule Lava, Sefa, where they can go to view the Transform series, please?
So it goes twice during the day, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then it's repeated at 8 o'clock in the evening. And what we've done is we're just going to show it on the 1 week, and then in 10 weeks' time we're going to come back and release it, the whole thing. But it's every Wednesday, 1 o'clock local New Zealand time, and 8 o'clock.
And where can they see it?
It'll be on the Facebook feed.
Facebook page. Yeah. Awesome. Well, a very big thank you, Director for Pacific Dance New Zealand, Sefa Enari. Whakatele lava, Sefa. And, you know, all the very best, not only for the Transform series, but for the ongoing service, you know, to our community, especially our Pacifica dance, and highlighting all that is beautiful about our culture and heritage. God bless. And to you and the family, Ia manuia lava. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brian.
It is 15 minutes to 9, 5:31 PI, Pacific People Together.